Hey, that's Blondie singing her song Eat to the Beat, the name of this show. She goes on about pizza, Alka-Seltzer, peanut butter, and the sort. It's really wild. And I'm Sarah Obritis, and we are on Heritage Radio Network, and we are behind Roberta's Pizzeria in Bushwick, New York. And our sponsors are TechServe in New York City, and also online at TechServe.com. They have done a whole lot to help us make this happen. And we're in the heart of the summer season, and of course we talk a whole lot about barbecuing. And we have here our guest, Trainwreck Washington, a one-man band and a one-man pitmaster who took his love of Kansas City, his hometown, and its barbecue and its music to Queens, New York, my hometown. And he's here with us. Hi.
Good to be here, Miss Sarah. Thank you very much.
Trainwreck, thank you. You wanted to make sure that we first clearly defined the what barbecue is, you know, because we all have some sort of Weber or, you know, garbage can or whatever we use to throw on steaks and think we're barbecuing, which we sort of are, but there's a...
Well, that's a Yankee thing, I think, you know. Down in Texas, when people say barbecue, they know it's slow-smoked meat. Kansas City, it's slow-smoked meat. New York, it's a hamburger. So, you know, it's like my job is to change their perception of that as much as I possibly can.
Trainwreck is from Kansas City, born and raised, then spent 10 years in Austin, and how'd you get the name Trainwreck? I have no problems calling you Trainwreck. I'm usually calling myself Trainwreck.
Oh, you know, too many parties, too many pals, you know, it's like, eventually it just sticks, you know, it's like, and there's a statute of limitations issue there, you know. But nice. Yeah, just a name, the kind of nickname that never went away, and now it's practically my real name.
For sure.
Not on my ID, though. If you write me a check, though, I'll tell you my real name quite easily.
That's a fair deal. You're from the you're from Kansas City, but we all know that Kansas City has a fine has a border, and at the heart is Missouri and Kansas, and you're from the Kansas side.
Correct.
And is there a rivalry? There's still like,
well,
strong...
you know, when it comes to sports, you know, being from Kansas, it's like always being dominating Missouri teams, you know, gets almost tiresome sometimes, but I got nothing but mad love for Missouri barbecue, because that's where most of the magic happens when it comes to Kansas City barbecue. So,
but your band, who is you and yourself, is called you're a Jayhawk.
I'm Trainwreck Washington, the Jayhawk in one man band. So do play some Get Down Blues, and
which is the direct opposite of the Bushwhackers of the Missouri side.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as a Kansan, if you got your history, you know, you love your John Brown and your, you know, them Bushwhacking Missourians. It's like, yeah, wrong side of history there, folks. But, you know, like I said, still got some good barbecue there, you know, like, don't want to get any fights with Missourians anytime soon.
No way. But but the Jayhawkers were definitely on the side of justice. And what a cool city. So do you, and you still have family there?
Yeah, my brother still lives there. My mom and pa, they just moved on down to Florida due to, you know, that's where all retired people apparently move in the universe. So they're down there, but, you know, my soul and my cooking's always like in Kansas City, I guess. So.
Totally. And so you grew up sort of what was like, you know, the Ritz and CBGBs to me growing up in high school and as a teenager. What did you feel like, you had a little bit of the roughneck, the side of Casey that we all know with blues and jazz and listening to music?
Yeah,
and rocking out.
I went out to those areas, you know, but being like basically a suburban boy around Kansas City, it's kind of like peripheral. I mean, people like myself, we go to like Lawrence and hang out and be real Jayhawkers, and you know, that's where all the fun would happen when you're a Kansas City boy. Going to somewhere where some of these good barbecue restaurants is at is not the funnest places you want to hang out in Kansas City.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. And so what are You and I were talking about some of the famous joints, Arthur Bryan, which can be considered the sort of the original sort of popular
of all barbecue joints nationwide. Barbecue restaurant, and probably the United States. I mean, some Texans might debate that, but Arthur Bryant was the guy who invented Kansas City barbecue, and it's pretty good stuff. You know, you go in there, it's always like a history lesson for you, you know. A little dump on the bad side of town, but you want some good ribs, that's a place to go. But Kansas City's got about 100 of those places, so it's like a kid in a meat candy store when I go back there.
Right on. And then being a grandson of cattle farmers who got a half a cow every year, you probably, you know, cut your teeth on or cut some meat on every year, figured out what to do with the brisket, what to do with the...
Trainwreck Washington loves meat. There is no doubt about that. And to all the vegetarians, I'm sorry, you know, like I just do, you know. You can't understand. It's a symbiotic relationship when you're a Midwestern boy, you know. You got to have meat around, but... Yeah, and it's not bad having a half side of beef every year, you know.
Well, tell me about the Kansas City style. We know that there are barbecues that have covered in sauces. There are dry rubs. Every pocket of America has got some twists, some versions, some regional history to their barbecue. In fact, you were telling me that the United Nations was looking to create sort of heritage cuisine.
Yeah,
cuisines.
I mean, Kansas or
American barbecue is one of them.
Kansas City is just one of the places in the United States that has their, you know, own style to it, and it's like, you know, Americans have only manufactured culture, and barbecue is one of those things. Kansas City is more of a wet rub, sweet and spicy kind of town, where like all the barbecue sauces you'll buy in a grocery store are a variation of a Kansas City sauce. Generally, that kind of sweet and spicy. You go to Texas, a lot of places, they don't give you sauce, you know, but they're like out in the country and they got a big iron box with a post oak burning like and out in the open. It's like a big meat market. It's more of kind of a German cultural thing down in Texas where they used to have butcher shops and they'd close them up on Sunday and smoke all their meat they had left. And in Kansas City, it's more of an African-American kind of culture up there. You know, it's like a little more of a soul food thing with the wet sauce over everything and the gritty little corner store, you know, and it's good stuff. They got North Carolina and Tennessee. They got their own things too, but, you know, Kansas City's the best, I have to say. I mean, when it comes down to brass tacks, I'll take Oklahoma Joe's in Kansas City over any barbecue in the world, except my own.
Right on. Exactly. And so you bring to your barbecue parties, you bring great meat and cool music. You usually have a band or two in tow, and you play yourself. So perhaps we can get you to play a couple of songs. I think we will. We have only half an hour,
sure.
I'd love to throw some old school Kansas City in the modern era out your way. And we forgot our harmonica holder, so I'm gonna get up and take a break and try and hook this up for a train wreck.
Multi-talented here in the studio.
That's right.
Nothing like the sound of an untuned banjo.
And of course, Kansas City is well known. It was at least spotlighted in Robert Altman's Kansas City documentary, which also became so movie. And so there were all sorts of modern musicians like Ron Carter playing these old-time 1930s jazz crazies. And so I think we have a living legend in a way here with us, because he embodies everything about Kansas City: food, barbecue, and good old-fashioned...
When you cover a story, they know Trainwreck Washington's around, yeah.
That's right. All right. We're
Trainwreck Barbecue, folks. Every Wednesday through Saturday, the LIC Bar, Vernon Road. I'm a crow's cut song, drive me across your lawn. I'm gonna cut your Bill. Come across Cotton Jim. Have a gun, I cut the wood for what you want me back again when I'm cross the shore. Drag me across your law.
Right. So you were
Banjo Jim's, by the way, is where I sell my musical wares for the most part.
Ninth and C.
Lovely folks. Not a better bar in the city.
And a lot of other people are rocking out, maybe not to your music, but definitely to your barbecue in Queens at a bar called LIC Bar.
Yes, yes, ma'am. That is where I make my living.
And we pride ourselves on the do-it-yourself sort of spirit here at Heritage Radio Network. And that is what it took to get the barbecue the right way going at the LIC Bar. And so... Trainwreck, tell us how it all began. I mean, you're curing brisket in the basement.
Yeah,
you're talking to your neighbors about taking over, you know, empty sandwich shops, and you're making it
well,
happen.
You know,
and you're,
I mean,
selling out.
Old Trainwreck Washington, he does love barbecue quite a bit, and I was down in Texas, kind of got into it quite a bit. It was, you know, there's nothing about barbecue that's a bad time involved with it. So you always have a good time when there's barbecue. All my friends started liking it, you know, the same old story. And then you come to New York City and you can be like, you know, barbecue's awesome and what you do is not. So why don't you let me do barbecue? And therefore, now I'm a barbecue chef or whatever you want to call it. I'm a pit master at LIC Bar.
And there's something cool about that place because you have like almost zero overhead. You bring your wares and it's like,
yeah, I'm kind of a guerrilla barbecue operation, I guess you could say, but... You know, well, you got to do what you got to do to make the barbecue. You know, I mean, people are loving it.
What is that? What do you make? How? What are you serving? How are you making it? And How does it work?
Well, I got the, you know, the Kansas City specialty of spare ribs, where it just melts in your mouth. A nice little sugar rub. My special sauce. Everything is homemade, home smoked. You know, I mean. Ain't no ketchup in any of this stuff here. This is all Trainwreck, you know. I got the ribs, I got the pulled pork, I got the chicken, you know. If you're a vegetarian, I got some coleslaw for you too, you know. What do you want me to do about it? I mean, I'll get you a candy bar or something. But for the most part, you know, I mean, I've got everything a barbecue lover could love at prices that, like, people in Manhattan would have like an anxiety fit if they showed up to their accountant. So,
and you bring together pie makers. And
I have Julie's Pies, which is Julie Shabinsky. She's a damn good pie maker. If you like a good fresh fruit pie with a nice little, you know, hint of a cup of butter, then that is your gal. That's some good pie. That's down home pie with some down home barbecue. And we're doing the whole thing at this weekend at Astoria Music Fest. We have Astoria Park. We have a whole music festival. I'll be selling my wares there along with LIC Bar Wednesdays through Saturdays.
Do you bring your one-man band just in case you get...
Yeah, I'll be at the Astoria Music Festival. I'll be performing and serving you food. And you might be able to meet my mom and pa, so, you know.
Oh, like, they're in town from...
Oh, they're coming on in to see old train,
the right? The ex-Kansas Cityites.
Sure, you know, they got to supervise, make sure I'm keeping it real and everything. I don't want to get to New York and be putting foie gras or anything in my smoker, but, you know.
So were you guys as a family making barbecue and, like, you got some of your tricks from your mom or dad?
My mom was a great cook, but it's kind of like the barbecue thing I really just sort of developed in my backyard, mostly in Texas, you know, moving from Kansas City and then down to Texas. There's such variations of everything that I kind of wanted to try to... Barbecue is kind of like an art form. It's like I stopped rating things 1 to 10 because at the same time, it's like Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk are both equally awesome. It's just what are you in the mood for? So, you know, you might find your favorite barbecue restaurant and it might be like the grossest thing in the world to me, but that's your favorite barbecue restaurant, you know? I mean, people in Kansas City, it's like they have fights about those kind of things, you know? Like, our family goes to Oklahoma Joe's. Like, our family goes to Jack Stack, you know?
So people are still making their own barbecue in their backyard. They have little family recipes and flares.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, in Kansas City...
And yours
City,
is a combination of both.
Yeah, I mean, my style is more of a Kansas City. I like a little sweetness in my rubs and everything, but the presentation's kind of Texas where you just get it all off in a big hunk and cut it off for you. And, you know, but Kansas City, I like the sweetness down Texas, a little drier and everything, but they're all good. I mean, I've never spit any of them out yet, so...
So can you indulge us in a little bit of the technique and what cuts you're using and what are some of the things? Having to use people's backyards, you know, abandoned lots, abandoned restaurants.
Well, I just use my backyard.
Is there a mother of invention anywhere there, or is it an all-time
Well, it's pretty
recipe?
Much like I got myself a smoker. I got myself a little bitty backyard on Astoria Boulevard and... You know, and my neighbors are real nice to me. It's like I hook them up with meat if they ever, like, don't like the smoke, you know? I mean, basically that's where the guerrilla barbecue comes in. It's kind of like I just hold my breath sometimes if they don't mind that, like, I'm going to feed 1,000 people out of my smoker in the backyard, but...
Yeah, it's like sitting on top of a coffee roaster. There's one thing, you either love it
People in Queens love the smell of food and love the smell of something other than the smell of New York. So, you know, it's like I think that might have something to do with... You know, if you smell hickory wafting out to Astoria Boulevard, that's Trainwreck Barbecue right there. So,
and you inherited the right, the smokestacks and all the right. I mean, it's a serious operation to get pounds of meat are you smoking a week?
Well, you know, it just depends. I mean, for this festival, I'm going to be smoking so much meat, you know, you could build a human out of like the amounts of it, but I'm going to try not to do that. But it's like a lot of meat basically has to go through that thing. And, you know, it's kind of it's a long, taxing job. I mean, you got to get up at 3 a.m. and check on the rear wood and everything. It's like your little babies are in there. But, you know, in the end, that stuff is so delicious. And when you see people, like you sell them some food and you look across the room and they're eating and you can see their mouth just mouthing like, damn, that's good. You know, it's like...
Right. When they ask you which should they have, they end up walking away with both.
Well, yeah, I mean, you come to Trainwreck Washington Barbecue, it's like, I'll tell you what, you want brisket, you want pork, you don't know? Trust me, you will know by the end because I'll sample you about anything you want, you know? So,
all right.
It's like you come up, you can have a little pulled pork, a little brisket, you know? Trainwreck's all about giving everybody what they want. Get you stuffed, make you stick around, have a good time, listen to some music.
Well, we're going to play some more of Trainwreck's music now. And, this week, someday, I think maybe Wednesday, any Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday over there at LIC Bar, I'm going to bless Trainwreck with some Heritage Pork from Heritage Foods USA, some St. Louis ribs, boneless shoulder, and we're going to see that. There's there's the idea out there that when you had some commodity meat, it didn't matter because you could brine it, smoke it, roast it. You could just, you know, sort of create, you know, the meat was just a vehicle for flavor. But I'd like to see, you know, the heritage breed pork rock and stand out on top.
Trainer Washington likes them good meat, too. You know, it's like, you make a commercial right now. Eat heritage.
That's right. We're going to do that on Wednesday night. All right. Well, here we go.
All right, folks. Well, this is old Trainer Washington. It's one of them old Trainer Washington songs here.
Harmonica player, that's Trainwreck Washington. That's super dope.
We're ready for parties.
Woo! Yes, it's all about Trainwreck right now. Let's hear about how you started. We're on Eat to the Beat Heritage Radio Network, and we just heard an original blues modern in the modern world here with Trainwreck Washington. And so what, how did you start playing music? And you're on three instruments. You got the banjo.
I got the bass drum, the hi-hat, banjo, and harmonica. You know, I mean, it's just like in life, you get sick of like annoying bass players and, you know, you just got to go your own way. And it's like, do you really want a bass player telling you what the band should do? You know, it's like, no. Trainwreck Washington, the only band fights he get into are like, you know, when I get too drunk or something and get in fights with myself. So it works out. You're never off beat. You're never out of tune when you're a one-man band.
That's brilliant. You play Subway Stations?
I have in New York for a while, but, you know, sometimes it just, you know, it comes and it goes when I want to. I play in playing some bars downtown, like Banjo Jim's, which I always have to pump because I love those guys. They love me. You know, out in Queens, we got some fun music going on, but subways are a daunting task because, you know, I mean, playing for a lot of people like that, first of all, you got to beat off the pan flute players. You got to hope that, like, no hippie drum circles start up, like, in your same thing.
Well, it taxes the ego, you know. You're like, don't you want to miss that train for what I'm talking to you.
You get used to the no clapping, you know, but I guess it's better having no clapping on a subway than no clapping at a bar, you know. It's like, at least you know what you're getting there at the subway. It's like, it's about money.
Well, it's your beyond efficient, super entertaining. So, excuse me, so how did you get into, I mean, was this like another family trade, another like sort of... Are you continuing? And obviously, it's sort of a regional legacy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, you just kind of get, you know, I mean, everybody kind of, especially out here in Brooklyn, you know, a lot of people like decided a while ago that modern music kind of sucks and you should probably maybe dig a little bit further back to find something good. And, you know, I mean, Hank Williams Sr., like Blind Willie Johnson, you find those people and you're like, what was I thinking listening to Maroon 5 all through high school or something, you know? I mean, but, you know, to each his own. I mean, those all kind of came, you know, pretty much like naturally. I mean, basically what my country experience comes from, I was hitchhiking when I was 16 and he was listening to Hank Williams Sr. on his tape deck. And I basically knew one key of songs to play in, learned like half the Hank Williams songs in one key. And, you know, I mean, it's good times. And from there, it's like, you know, develop a little bit. I love playing the banjo, but, you know, sometimes I feel like people, like, think the banjo should just be, like, it's a bluegrass instrument, it goes tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick, but, you know, you can rock out on a banjo, and I hope to prove that, and I hope to prove that my barbecue's the best, my banjo playing's the best, and it's all for you folks to come out and find out.
And we're gonna, leave y'all with one last song from Trainwreck, you know, barbecue is awesome in your backyard, but when it's like your backyard, but in a public space, like a pub, which is where Trainwreck brings his smoked meats to.
One of the jewels of New York as far as bars are concerned.
Yeah, yeah, totally laid back, a lot of fun, always a lot of music. Bring your dog, bring your babies.
Bring someone else's baby, bring someone else's dog.
And come out. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, LNC Bar on Vernon Boulevard in Queens, a place that obviously I like to talk about. And we got Trainwreck once again, and I just want to sign off with a little shout out to Lac Saint-Jean, a wonderful place in Quebec, and Je me souviens, what a great group of people, a good clan, and such a beautiful lake. So they wanted me to, well, they're listening, so hey ho. All right, here we have Trainwreck.
Way! That's my French. All righty, folks. Remember Trainwreck Washington, one man band, Trainwreck Barbecue, one man gorilla barbecue warfare. And here we go. Here's another Trainwreck Washington song. Get you a little pick me up on your way home. Exactly what I'm saying.
what